8 past 9 on ABC Southeast. There'll be plenty of time to unwrap Easter eggs and munch hot cross buns over the coming days. But for Christians, Easter is one of the most meaningful times of the year. And if you're a minister of religion, it's also just about the busiest time of year. Steve Soldatis is the minister of Eurobadella Coast Church. Morning, Steve.
Oh, good morning, Eddie. Thanks for having me on, mate.
What's the deeper significance of Easter for Christians?
That's a great question, Eddie. And, you know, I've got to make sure I don't get into preaching mode here. But the resurrection, I think, Eddie, is the most significant part. The challenge is for us is to engage with that idea or that historical significance. Did it really happen? Because if the resurrection happened, it really does change all of history. And it means for us that the grief and the pain, the chaos of this life, even death itself, Eddie, is not the last word. So ultimately, that's where we landed. We start with Good Friday, where God intervenes in human history, says, you know, you guys have sucked up and I'm going to pay the cost for that on the cross. And he's going to prove that by raising Christ from the grave after 3 days. So for us, it's a whole world view, Eddie, that we want to share with the world. Because if that resurrection is true, then it does change the way in which we view things. And that's where we landed. But we leave that out every day. Yeah.
And how will people mark that over the coming days?
Yeah, it's a good question. It depends on your background and which church you go to. So for some churches, there's a fair bit of ceremony. And the ceremony helps people to come and be confronted with that reality. I think sometimes we'll get stuck in the ceremony, but we get past that ceremony over Good Friday and Easter Sunday and get that to that historical reality. For us as a church, example is we just got together last night with a few people. We opened up the scriptures, had a look at sort of John's gospel and the trial of Jesus and how it really was a political persecution. Here comes a guy who he's telling the religious leaders what to do and the religious leaders don't like to do it. He claims to be king, therefore Caesar doesn't like that idea. So in the end, they crucify him for blasphemy and being a political, rebel, I guess. And so for us, we just reflected on that. But at the same time, we reflected on Jesus' last words, it is finished. So we just sat down and read through the scriptures. We spent some time praying and thanksgiving to God. And then we try to encourage each other to actually live it out. Because I think it's one thing to, have it in front of you, but then to trust it and live it out is a different thing. So for us as a community, we're just trying to spur each other on a bit, I think. Other churches celebrate in a more ceremonial way, which is valuing that, as long as you get past the ceremony. But for us, it's personal and community. And we get, tempted to live for today and not thinking about the future. So for us, it's a community event of spurring each other on just to make sure that we are practicing what we believe.
And for you as a minister, how busy is this week on your calendar?
Yeah, again, in some senses, it's not that much busier for me, apart from an extra sermon and a couple of services to do. Because we don't go into the ceremony as much, for me, it's more about getting alongside people. I get a bit passionate this time of year to tell people about, the good news of the resurrection. And I had a great conversation with a lady, wonderful lady down in Aruma the other day, and just trying to share with her the beauty of the gospel. And so if anything, my busyness comes from a passion to engage the public. And this is, so good to be able to spend some time with you guys in ABC, because I think it's a pretty, it's a world that's a bit confused, mate. It's a world that is trying to understand life and trying to put things together. And a bit like this lady yesterday, I felt for her in the sense that she's a great lady, but still living in the ambiguity of life. Do I believe there's a God? If there is a God, what's he like? Is he involved? And for me, I feel I have a certainty and I want to share that certainty with others because I think it's it's hard to live in ambiguity. And it's a difficult world for our young people who I think are really struggling with identity, are really struggling with purpose, with meaning, with value in life. And for me, I think the Christian message, the gospel, offers those things in a way that I think no one else, any else can. So for me, it's probably more business in you know, I guess letting the reins off the passion a little bit and engaging with the public and just having an extra couple of services where we invite friends and family to.
So what do you say to people, whether they're religious or not? What would you suggest the community think about over the coming days?
Yeah, great question. I think those questions are raised earlier. Identity issues, who am I? What am I here for? What's my value in life? What's my meaning? And to start thinking about that for yourself and saying, can I own this? And why do I believe these things? And I think for people, particularly young people that, you know, I've had a number of conversations with, ask them what do they believe about life. And they're either saying, I've never thought about it, or they're saying, I've been just thinking about that. And I think to live well, to live fruitfully and joyfully, you've got to have a clear worldview about who am I, what am I here for? And again, I think only Christ can offer that with certainty, but I still think everyone should stop it for a moment and stop in the business and just reflect about, you know, who are they, what am I here for, and what's my value, what's my identity? And I think Christ offers that like no other. So I love to see people having a clear view of life and knowing how to live in consistency with that view of life.
Steve, a happy and safe Easter to you, and thanks so much for sharing your message this morning.
Yeah, mate, much appreciated. Thank you so much, eh?
Steve Soldatis.
Your listeners. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Steve. Bye. Steve's the minister of the Yorubadella Coast Church. I'd be interested to hear from you. What's the significance of Easter to you? What are your own traditions at this time of year, whether they be religious or whether they might be based on chocolate hot cross buns? What's the significance of Easter to you? What are some of the traditions that you'll be partaking in over the long weekend?